Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF, the NBA says, well, we might have 30 teams showing up in Orlando down at Wally World. We may have 16 and just go to the playoffs, but we're getting closer. The NHL will have a major announcement today at 4:30. Gary Bettman's going to lay out what their plan is, though we're already hearing from some of the Pierre LeBrun and others, media people who are sitting there going, calm down, calm down. They're just announcing something. They really are not there yet. And Major League Baseball, and we'll get into that in a couple minutes, apparently is having a conference call with all of the teams right now, and then they're going to vote on their plan, and then they're going to pass it along to the Players Association. So later on this afternoon, we're probably going to find out exactly what that's all about. To the phone calls, what do you think about the NBA? Here's Tony in Middleborough. Tony.
Guys, how are you today?
Good.
Good.
Good. Little leeway. I do think that one of the things that, if you look at an economic problem, which is really what this is, and a revenue problem, when you look at it simplistically, at the end of the day, the fans are paying for everything, right? Whether that be ticket sales, what have you. I'd even go to the deals that they have with, you know, TNT for basketball and so on, if no one's watching. My point is, if some of these guys don't come back, shouldn't the fans be pissed off? And I know I would be. And I think baseball is a great example of that because, you know, they're running around trying to figure out who has leverage for the next CPA, which, if I'm a fan, I'm pissed off at. We all want sports. And if you look at it simplistically, fans should be pissed. I'm not sure what your take is on that, but at the end of the day, that's what I look at.
Well, pissed it in if society, if governors, if the medical community says it's all safe for them to come back. The problem is you've got a lot of these scientists and medical people. Who's the guy that Greg has on every couple of weeks from Penn State? He was on this morning and said, no, sports should not come back. Okay? College football should not come back.
Hold on, Glenn. We're all taking chances when we walk in like Lowe's like you did today or Arkin Home Depot. But if we're paying these guys salary and they make a ton of money, I think the problem here is just there's no relationship there, right? And you can throw out optics all you want, but at the end of the day, you know, we're paying their salaries. They're making a ton of money. Therefore, I should be pissed off.
Well, you know what? I don't want to sit there and just, you know, ruin your day, but you really don't pay their salary?
John Henry said the gate pays the salary.
You know, you may pay a portion of it. You may pay a portion of it, but really TV pays their salaries. But you can't sit there and act mad because they're doing something that's best for them and you're upset because you pay their salary by supporting them.
Yeah, but you're missing the point. The point is, look at it simplistically. If no one watched the NBA or, in your case, football, right, there's no revenue. There's none. There's zero.
You're dealing with extremes here.
Yes.
Okay. You're making Let me just say something, please. If the NBA comes back, all right, and all the playoff teams, everybody plays, and Damian Lillard decides not to out in Portland, how pissed off are you going to be? If ten guys don't play on teams that aren't making the playoffs, because they're free agents at the end of the year, or they only have 1 year left in their deal or whatever. But the rest of the league is up and running, and the playoffs will be going after five. But everyone will call them scrimmages, let's be honest, if there are games in that format. Are you really going to be this upset because five or ten guys that aren't on your team aren't playing across the country?
Well, if you put it that way, say the Celtics were in that same Portland situation, right? Yeah, I would be pissed if Tatum didn't go out and play. I would be. Okay, absolutely.
Well, luckily for you, you're not. Like, you're just looking to get something to get mad at. Because you're creating a scenario to get upset over something that isn't going to happen.
No, Christian, that's not right.
Lou. That was Lou.
It's not. Because, like I said, if no one watched these guys and no one bought tickets, they'd have nothing.
No, it's a legitimate point. I do say, though, that these guys are going to have a lot of support. And the support is going to come from the scientists and the medical community. You're already hearing them talking about it. They're saying, well, I'm not sure this is a good idea. This might be a little shaky. And they're kind of leaving the door open. And once you do that, then, as Christian was saying earlier, how do you beat up James Harden, who sits there and says, you know what? I'm fearful I'm going to get it. And then I'm going to get next to grandma. And I'm going to pass it along to her. I don't want to do that. I'm a little worried about this. So you can get pissed all you want at James Harden. But there's going to be support out there from a lot of people who are politicizing this. And more importantly, from scientists in the medical community who don't want this right now. They do not want this right now. They think this is just putting more pressure out there when stuff is starting to get better. So I think they're going to have some support, guys. I think they're going to certainly have an excuse where they can lay back and say, hey, look what the doctors are saying.
So do I. But the whole fan thing, it's always kind of irritates me. It's like, you owe us. No, they really don't. And they don't want to get into the percentages of how much the gate, you know, represents to the player's salary.
Yeah, but the fans, even for advertising, he's right. If they don't watch the game, there's no advertising.
So we are finding out the impact of fans, obviously, that they have, right? You're seeing it right now in negotiations in baseball, you know, the amount of money that is lost at the gate. So it's true. It's just that I wouldn't have a problem if some players whose teams aren't making the playoffs didn't come back. Some players. Like, I wouldn't be outraged. You know, I wouldn't. Because I don't blame them. They're not coming back in the postseason. They're coming back for the betterment of the league, and I get it. It's going to impact their salaries. So, but it also, what might impact their salary is blowing their Achilles like Kevin Durant did. Blowing out your knee and missing an entire year. So
he forced himself into a playoff game. You're right. But Christian might be right, though.
Isaiah Thomas.
Yes. Yeah.
Whose career just ended.
Right.
Basically.
And how many millions did he lose in all of that? Christian might be right, though. The best way of handling it, from an optics man standpoint, maybe to hide behind COVID-19.
Yes.
That may be the best way of doing it.
If you want to remove yourself from all the criticism, just say that. It doesn't mean you're a coward. It doesn't mean you're taking the easy way out. And so what? Here's your opportunity.
Well, you're hiding behind something that's not really accurate. Right?
I know, but sometimes it's, if you know beforehand that no one's really going to understand it, Take the excuse that no one can debate. Hey, I'm fearful. Well, you know, we used to play with guys. Like I'm hurt, I can't play. Well, then toughen up. Well, I mean, how are you supposed to judge somebody's toughness? So how are you supposed to judge what some people can deal with and other people can't? I know I can deal with more than somebody else, so I can't really begrudge some guy because he won't play because he's fearful. I would like him to suck it up, but you know, I can't control that. Use COVID-19. That's what it's there for. Finally, use it as an advantage. Take advantage of COVID-19.
No, I think you're right. I think if you're smart, if the agents are smart out there, and you have one of those clients who is looking at his own self-interest, you say to him, hey, listen, if you don't want to come back and play, just say you're concerned about COVID-19. If Snell had done that, and came back and simply said that he was concerned about passing it along to grandma or whatever, he would have been fine last week. Instead, he made it all about money and then tried to backtrack it. Talking about baseball, I want to get Lou's two cents on this one when we come back, because Major League Baseball, a week ago, kind of leaked it out that there was going to be revenue sharing with the players. It pissed the players all off, and it might have been a brilliant PR move by the owners to the players, because apparently they never had any intention of doing that. They have an intention of doing something totally different that apparently they're going to reveal this afternoon. I don't think Lou is really pleased with the way the owners are going, so we might have an angry Lou rant coming up next right here on OMF.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All brought to you by Shaw's Supermarket, and this week Shaw's Just For You members can pick up Coca-Cola and Canada Dry Seltzer 12-pack cans at 4 for $9 when you activate the digital coupon. Now, you must buy 4, and there's a limit of 4 per customer.
Well, guys, the NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman will have an announcement at 4:30 about the NHL's plans to return to play. That will be
alongside. Isn't it a TV show, like a one-hour TV show?
One-hour interview with Mike Tirico of NBC Sports. Wow. You think they'll wait until 5:27 to reveal their plans?
1 hour!
In this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach.
Yeah, they won't do it right away, that's for sure.
Yeah, they'll make you wait. Meanwhile, Patriots owner Robert Kraft will make an appearance on the Sean Hannity Show tonight on Fox News Channel. That is at 9 p.m. Eastern. Kraft will reportedly discuss the reopening of America's economy, as well as Tom Brady going to Tampa. Okay. So that'll be the first public comments we've seen from Kraft, I believe, since Tom Brady has left.
Yes, give us New something England. To talk about tomorrow.
XFL owner Vince McMahon said Tuesday in bankruptcy court that he will not attempt to buy back the league. He also called accusations that he was using Chapter 11 as an avenue to cheaply retain the XFL as, quote, inflammatory and unsubstantiated. And Glenn, you just mentioned Damian Lillard of the Blazers says he will not play in the NBA's restarted season if the Blazers don't have, quote, a true opportunity for the playoffs. Blazers currently 3.5 games out of the final playoff spot in the Western Conference.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I try not to be a prisoner of the moment, but I believe this is going to be the most consequential week in Major League Baseball in the last quarter century, dating back to the 1994 strike. Now the Major League Baseball season hangs in the balance, and it's going to come down to MLB and the Players Association figuring out how to split the revenue that they generate in 2020. And that is not going to be an easy thing to do. But as we have said for 2 months now, this is the moment where it gets important. And we're going to see if these two sides that have been at loggerheads for a long time now can come together and bring baseball back in 2020.
Jeff Passan, the biggest week in the since 1994 for Major League Baseball. I think Rob Bradford said it was the biggest in the history of baseball, dealing back with the Cincinnati Red Stockings, in the 1800s.
Yeah, they were in the 1800s. I used to go to the games back then.
Yeah.
It's a big week. Yeah. It's a big week. I don't know why everything has to be like rated. You know, this is the biggest week ever for them, the most important week. It's a big week. And they got to straighten this thing out.
So how did
you guys feel about it?
How'd you feel now when you found out that Major League Baseball was just kidding when they were talking about the revenue sharing?
Well, yeah, you see, I don't know if they were just kidding. They got what they wanted. And this is where I question Tony Clark, my man, my boy. I love Tony Clark. But what the hell are you doing? Like, how can you allow your union, how can you yourself respond to an offer that was never made? Here's an idea. Wait until the offer is made. You know, the media, they're leaking all this stuff to Drellick and The Athletic and Rosenthal. They're putting out 50-50 splits, and they just take the bait. They're just idiots. They just take the bait, and the owners just play them. Completely played these guys. So what did they do? They got them to respond and receive all the negative criticism for turning down a proposal that was never proposed or offered to them. How about this one? You know, listen, I'm not going to take the bait. I don't know what the hell's going on. The media, you guys, there's leaks everywhere. I don't know anything about a 50-50 proposal because we have nothing on our table. They have not given us, made an offer. So when they do, I'll discuss it. As a union, when they do it to the players, we'll discuss it. How do you feel about 50-50 split? I know nothing. I don't know what you're talking about because I don't see that proposal in front of me. Why would you comment on an offer that was never made? The union got, the owners got exactly what they want out of it. They got negative publicity for the players for refuting and sound like a bunch of idiots responding to a fake offer that was never even out there.
Yeah, they got played.
They got played. So now The owners come back and say, you know what? Now all of a sudden they're not going to do 50-50 split. They're going to ask for a percentage. So now they look like, the owners look like, they're trying. You know, they look like they've already conceded. They've already come in with a second offer when the reality is they haven't made one yet. They just played those guys. Shut up.
Yeah, which is actually kind of, because I always thought that Major League Baseball, they do it right. I mean, they don't mess around. They usually get the upper hand. Well, I've always been jealous of the Major League Baseball's Players Association, how they handle things, how they deal with things. We've been looking for that
3 years.
Yes,
it's
about they end up maximizing and getting as much money as possible as opposed to the NFL. I mean, the contracts aren't worth.
Oh, you're
the
talking
paper
about the Players Association.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the Players Association.
They usually have the strongest union. Yeah, they have the strongest union by far. Yeah, I would say that what we're going to find out this afternoon is that it'll be a different way of doing revenue sharing. What they will do is they will say to the players, "We're going to give you X amount now, and we're going to defer the rest of it down the road, so that you'll get your money. We're going to pay it. We're just going to move it, and we're going to move it ahead because we have no cash flow now." So we're just going to move it ahead, and then eventually you're going to get paid.
And
so
the owners, I don't think the owners are crazy about that idea either, because now they're taking on a lot of payroll next year. They've already deferred all of the draft, basically money. You know, they got some kid who's going to make $6.5-7 million because he was the third pick in the draft. He's going to get $100,000. That's it this year. And the rest of it is going to be deferred for the next 2 or 3 years, paid out. I don't know how it's going to be paid out, but they're already pushing a lot of money forward. So I'm not sure the owners are going to want to do that, but if you're the players, you're going to sit there and take 15, 20%. You're going to say, okay, because next year, I know what you're going to do to us. Next year, you're going to kill us again like you have in free agency the last 3 or 4 years. You're probably going to do it for the next couple years. We ever going to get this money back? Because, oh, by the way, I'm pretty sure your franchise is going to grow in the next 2 or 3 years like they have for the last 10. So, no, it's... But all of it should not even be discussed. Said this from day one.
Yeah,
shut up.
Should have shut up. Yeah.
Don't say a word.
You don't mention finances.
How did they get you to comment on an offer that was never offered?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you were like under a contract here and a buddy in your cubicle was like, I heard they're going to cut your pay in half, and you just went ballistic? And the boss, and you're like, and you,
been
and you
there. Had,
and they haven't put an offer in front of you. You don't even know if it's true.
Bro, money should not be a thing.
Like what are you doing responding, Tony? Why would you even talk about a 50-50 split until it's on the table?
They get played. There's no question about it. They get used in all of this, and you're right. So what Major League Baseball comes out with today is they come out with a plan that might not be a lot more money for the players, but it looks like it is.
And by the way, I still don't feel good about it. Like the game coming back?
You still don't feel good.
What do you mean?
Not at all.
No, I don't think you should.
Oh.
Not one bit.
So you still think that they have this huge impasse, this huge obstacle they just cannot compromise and figure it out.
And honestly, I don't even know if it is the money. I know the money is a big one. But, you know, look at what the NHL is doing. They're talking about moving everybody to, like, three cities. So they're bubbling them.
You know, the NBA, they're putting them down
in
Orlando.
Florida.
They're going to put them in a bubble.
They're doing the same thing. They're not
calling it a bubble.
Baseball's
going to sit there and say, no, you guys can go in and out. Go to your house.
Right.
You know, spend your time in your city. Whatever. Go down Newbury Street. You know, just wear a mask. You know, I mean, they're trying to play a sport, you know, that is you know, not contact. I get it. They're trying to figure out their financials. But they're just trying to play, you know, with Corona. And I don't think people out there are going to let them. Like, the regulations are outrageous. The only way they could probably do it is put them in a bubble, make sure they're all negative, and just go play the game.
Well, their biggest problem, their biggest problem was how they came out the gate last week. Was it last week or the week before with that whole 70-page, as far as, you know, standard operating procedures is how we're going to play the game moving forward. That was the first thing they should not have done.
Well, here's
and how bad will baseball, hold on, how bad will baseball look if, now I know there's a different set of circumstances with them, the finances, I get it, but NBA decides to come back, they figure it out. NHL, they figure it out. Football, they've had the greatest opportunity because they're going to go last. They figure it out. And Major League Baseball is sitting there holding your you-know-what in their hand, just sitting there going, what?
Yeah, but Christian, what? When you
bro,
look at
I'm
it from
risking
a,
my life.
When you look at it from a business plan, they have the most difficult task of trying to get back.
No, I said they have the a NHL different set of NBA, circumstances, yeah, but the, figure it out.
The NBA and the NHL players have gotten 75% of their money. As you pointed out, football has got the calendar on their side because they don't have to start until September, okay? All they have to do is figure out a way in these different cities to open up camp. Major League Baseball has got to recoup a 162-game season and do it in a matter of a few months, start late, probably end late, and they haven't even figured out the financial end of it.
No, and I tell you,
players haven't been paid.
7-page report, once again, the owners. Just, you know, listen, they're billionaires. They're smart people. Baseball players, they throw the ball fast, they catch and hit. They're not very bright. We're not very smart. So what the owners, you're talking about that unreasonable 67-page report, unreasonable? They threw everything in there in the kitchen sink. Hell, I'm surprised they didn't throw in there, you know, you got to wear a glove to wipe yourself, like Mark James. They threw in everything in there. It's so just unreasonable that you can't do it. So what happens now? The players read it. Now they come back and they want them to loosen up some of these restrictions. So now the owners sit back and say, you know what, hey, we played it safe. We threw everything. We'll concede to the union. We'll give them some what they want. We'll take away this. You know, we'll look at some of the regulations again, the safety regulations. And, you know, maybe we'll let you shower. I don't know. But, again, it looks like the owners are giving the players something. Even though they made their first offer as far as the 67-page report for health, so outrageous. They knew that they couldn't hold it. They knew they were going to give back to the players and make themselves look good again.
So you brought up an interesting point, though, and that the NHL is looking to do it in a bubble atmosphere. The NBA is, like, as well.
Yeah,
so cities. you go to places in which they're going to be accommodating. So the governor, the municipal officials are going to sit there and you're going to welcome you with open arms because they are further along in the process of reopening. And that's why they're looking at Edmonton as one of the cities in the NHL because the rates of COVID-19 are way down in Edmonton. Major League Baseball is not doing that right now. They're actually doing it in individual cities. We already have discussed this
ad
nauseum in that every state is so totally different. So you can come up with all the regulations you want. Once you come up with a set of regulations and the league agrees upon them, then you got to have each one of the states and cities in which these teams play all agree to them.
The NBA is staying in the same hotel, right, the whole time?
Same hotel.
Yeah, yes. Baseball is going to be flying from city to city in different hotels.
Good luck. See, I think it's too complicated. And again, you're going to run into optics, man, because you're running into too many people who are going to sit there and criticize you. And do you have the balls to stand up there and sit there and
well,
say,
well, hold
fight
on.
It,
you know, I think optics, but what I think Major League Baseball's problem is going to be, and when you start talking about, you know, winning fans and, you know, as far as, you know, likability, all the other sports have figured it out. And then you can't, because I would say most fans aren't going to sit there and dive deep into the why. They're just going to read the headline. Yeah. Baseball decides to cancel. Right, that's it. Oh, my God. And then it's going to be the blame game. The owners, each side's going to be pointing fingers. No, each side's going to blame the other person for not being able to get it back. Hey, we wanted to come back. They wouldn't let it happen. We wanted to come back. They were too greedy. They wanted all their money, even though we didn't have any to give them. So – They could easily. Now, I think a lot of, like, Bradford basically said the same thing as Passan. Like, listen, this is a turning point. This is a huge step for them this year.
Yeah, because
can they figure
afford
it out?
Of all the leagues, they can least afford to have a disruption where you don't have a season, and then who knows if you're going to even have fans next year, right? So the virus comes back.
I know, but
in the winter, and what
that
happens then?
But you're right, Glenn, Christian. It's all about the headline because
what are you doing?
It's so more complicated for baseball to kind of try to figure out what they need to do than it is for the other ones. And it is, because they're talking about coming back basically for the playoffs, and they're talking about bubbling them. And the reasons why a lot of players aren't sitting there bitching about going to a bubble in Orlando, number one, they've already got 95% of their pay. So that helps. Number two, some of them know they're going to go down there for about 2 or 3 weeks and the playoffs are going to be over.
Right.
And the ones that are going to be there for 2 months, don't mind, because it's the NBA Finals and that's why you play the game.
Right.
You know, baseball's like, you know, if you're going to try to bubble me, what, for 4 months and then we go into the postseason? Oh, and by the way, you want to just pay me 25%? I don't get 95 like the NBA or the NHL, like 80% because their money was escrowed. I'm getting 25. So I'm away from every. So the bubble thing didn't work. People didn't want to go for that. But to think you can just play in your own city and fly from city to city like a normal year and stay in different hotels and to deal with all of this stuff going in and out of the ballpark and new baseballs, and it's like, it's just ridiculous.
So I find
it's ridiculous.
I agree with you, and that's why baseball is going to have the toughest time. So I find it fascinating that you have a lot of people now, and even the networks, talking about how they're going to present the games when they finally do it. So in the NBA games, they're talking about having the same music you would have in-house. Now, does it change? For an example, if Boston's playing Philadelphia in the first round, Philly is a team that has lost, what, 2 games or whatever at home? They've been a great home court team. Do you play the music that is normally played in Philadelphia when Philly has home games? And do you have the same presentation for Boston when Boston has the home games? Yeah. And do you have crowd noise? How do you present this? You can't just have the squeaking of the sneakers on the court. We know
there's two I think you're talking about two different things. One, there's the in-game presentation. And I would say, okay, whoever is home, that home, you know, announcer is in charge. If Boston is playing Philly and it's Boston's a home game, well, then they're in charge. They're the PA announcer, all the graphics, all the lights and the sound and the smoke
and
all that stuff.
They
play their music. They control it, right? Forget about it. So that's on in-game experience for the athletes. Now, when you're sitting at home, I think it can be really cool. I think it'd be really cool. Now, I told you guys about this soccer match that was that they had out in Europe and in Germany. Lou and I were watching it before the show started.
It's great.
And I mean, it was basically just white noise. And the camera angles, they never gave you a wide shot. The only thing you really saw was like maybe the first 5 rows. Other than that, tight shots on the faces, lots of crowd noise, and then that was it.
All right, so listen to it. And you're right. They did show the crowd quite a few times that I saw, and obviously it's empty and it's kind of goes against the crowd noise, but this is the sound of it.
Well, there have been plenty of other occasions where Dortmund have been able to come back from going a goal down.
This is great.
But it doesn't make it easy, as you said.
Play the soccer goal!
In fact, the last time they played here,
awesome.
Finished 3-2 and Bayern scored first. But it's halftime in Signale Iduna Park, and the visitors have the lead.
So it's halftime now, and it sounded
so
pretty good
that?
In soccer because it's a much different sport. Soccer,
I'm just saying, okay, for in soccer,
it's
going to
be much different.
I watched it; I thought it was perfectly.
It works.
Fine.
I agree. Basketball is going to be much different. Hockey is going to be much different. Football is going to be much different. Hockey, you have that soft rumble in the background. They used to play that horn. What's that horn that they play in the?
It's called the horn.
No, it isn't. It's called something else. What is it called? I can't even remember it.
The Matterhorn horn.
No, I forget what it's called. Vendaluza or something.
Something like that. Yeah, lose close to it.
Vuvuzela.
That's it. Vuvuzela. Thank you very much, Tyler. So that's what it is. So there's a different sound effect to it because there are very few scoring opportunities in a soccer game. It's soccer match.
Hear me out on this.
No, hold on.
You can't.
But in NBA, you're going to have games that are going to go 130 to 124. How is somebody going to be able to produce that and have that reaction? So a Philly home game, are you going to make it sound like it's a Philadelphia home game? So you're going to have no reaction or booing when the other team scores?
I don't think you get that hokey. I'm talking about just, you know, maybe there's an Oregon every now and then. Whatever. It's the home team dictates what they want.
No. You already separated the two, and yeah. I agree with you.
So that's
you
so
did
what
the
do you
presentation,
mean?
The music.
You're talking about the TV.
I'm talking about the TV. What we're
okay.
going to see.
I will say this:
TV. We're not going to be there live.
I'll give you another example.
I think there's a huge difference between the background of a soccer game. It's
I agree.
Easier to do that than it is NBA.
I
so
agree.
Many scores.
Okay, I think that they can get really creative and clever with this. I mean, I don't know if you guys ever saw this, and they do this in Europe a lot in soccer matches, where they have these holograms, these unbelievable holograms where you would actually think it's a real lion or a real tiger or a real whatever their mascot is. The Baltimore Ravens did it. They did it at one of their home
yes,
games where they had this ginormous
right.
raven fly over the field.
Right.
It was insanely cool. No.
It's not a raven.
So I think that even with what you saw with Tiger Woods and Brady and Manning, I think you'll have more Mike Don type situations. I think you'll have how do
NBA?
We make this in the NBA?
I would love it.
In
I don't
the
think
NFL?
You will.
Why?
Because if you ever sat courtside in an NBA game, every other word is MF, F, this. You'll hear all sorts of stuff. There's no way they can do it. You saw it in the golf match. So you've got four guys that don't necessarily sit there and swear nonstop out on the golf course. You had, 20-second periods of dead air, silence, because they had to bleep those guys out. They were swearing.
Yeah,
what do you think it's going to be like on a basketball court?
Listen, aired on HBO.
But they're not airing on HBO.
I think they can get real creative with it. Like, I think
so
you
do
can
I.
Have, I think
I
you have sound in the background. You're not going to have just sneakers on the court. You know, you have sound. You can play it over the air. No, I mean, you play your music like the NBA does. Guy dribbling the ball up the court.
They're already saying
guys
they're
on
doing
the free
that.
Throw. I mean, you can,
players
you do
want
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think you do it because it is about the experience of like watching it on TV. You still want it to be entertaining. And I know it's the sport, but we have seen it before. People who, you know, love WWE. Have you watched a couple of those on Friday night with no fans in the stands? And the people trying to give these speeches and there's no reaction?
Terrible.
Like, yeah. It is just like, dude.
It's painful.
You can't
like,
have, I agree.
Painful.
You can't have silence.
Like, so you can't have silence. You can have emptiness. You know, but for the fans, like throw that sock you're watching, it's like nothing happened. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
and I know it's different, but I think you can do it in other sports.
I would love the mic'd up players, and put that on a separate channel. It's not gonna happen because the language and guys would get in a serious trouble. Because you remember Kevin Garnett,
okay, well he's not in the league anymore and
well, but there are others
that anymore.
There are others that shouted out. And I don't think these guys want it, but there's constant conversation that's going on an NBA court. So therefore, they almost have to drown this thing out because I don't think you want to pick that up. I don't think TV wants to pick that up. How many times have you watched an NBA game, even NBA playoffs, where they literally have silence for 15 or 20 seconds because the mic, the boom mic on the side,
they'll have constant music in
the
background.
Yeah.
Constant music.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, I would say sports that I think would look good or would visually and look good and it would also sound good. I think hockey could have a similar appeal based on, you know, they're constantly, like soccer, they're constantly running, there's constantly background noise.
Easier
with football,
for hockey, you're right.
With football, yeah, I think with
football
you're right,
do it.
Dead ball, no sound. But I would love to be able to hear, for them to implement some things like the XFL did. We can hear them calling the plays. Hey, how do I – listen, the game is a little stale. How do I encourage people without getting hokey and not getting too silly to tune in a little bit more? So how can I enhance their viewing pleasure? I just feel like there's – this is a creative person's you-know-what dream. I don't even know if I can say it. It's their type of what – ooh, their type of dream.
You said it.
Yeah.
I know, damn it. I try not to.
And I agree, but I think the biggest problem is the league and the individual teams. Do you think Bill Belichick is going to want mic'd up players and mic'd up sounds down there? No. So the coaches and the league are going to oppose this. I think the TV networks are the ones that are going to try to be creative and try to install all this stuff. I think it will be the leagues who will fight this. The NBA doesn't want the players mic'd up because they know what the language is up and down the court.
You're,
they don't
right.
want that.
As far as like Bill and the other coaches and the NFL, I do think at this point in time, everybody needs to say, listen, we're all in this together. I mean, because that's what they've been telling me since this whole thing started. We're all in this together. Okay,
it's a lie. You know that
it is. It was a lie from day one. But they keep telling me that we're all in this together. So my point to you is, I think you're right. Bill's not going to want anything to do with this. But I almost feel like, listen, guys, like, we need to kind of, you know, help each other out, and it's only for one season.
You can say that all you want. I think the league is going to look at it and say, all we need is to have one N-word drop somewhere in an NBA game, and we're toast. We will get destroyed by the media. We can't have that happen.
You got to be careful, too, in baseball, miking guys up. You just came off the biggest cheating scandal baseball. We're going to put microphones and electronics on guys now.
It's
going to be a buzzer? What are we going to do?
No.
We're going to have the pitcher mic'd up so we can call the signs, and then we're going to just report them?
I think in the end, you're going to have creative producers within the television industry. The networks are going to sit there and they come up with all sorts of stuff, and the leagues are going to say, nope, we're not going to do that. But soccer is different, and that you have that little soft rumble in the background and people chanting. You don't get that with the NBA. The NBA, you get instant reaction of every single basket. And how are you going to have a producer who's going to be quick enough to push a button to get a reaction for somebody with a slam dunk? I guarantee you, we'll be sitting here days after the games, sitting here laughing about how it was 3 seconds delayed when you heard the crowd react after somebody made a phenomenal slam dunk. That's what you're going to get. But it's going to be fascinating to see it play out. But I agree, they're going to have some type of noise. They can't have it just silent in an empty gym?
No, they won't.
No way you can do that.
Pass it in. Oh, no, one more time. No, not yet. Okay,
this will be awful. It'll be like practice, guys. Right?
Yeah, you can't. No, they won't do that.
They can't do it. No. All right, 617-779-7937. That is our phone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll throw out the questions to today's mystery guest.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, back here on OMF. Lou's back in the house, so all three of us are here today. It's interesting. I'm looking at the NHL stuff, and they will have a big one-hour press conference coming up at 4:30 today. Gary Bettman interviewed by Mike Tirico, and they're going to explain exactly what they're doing. We've seen the NBA, and there's a bunch of stuff with the NFL now. They're actually opening up camps, training camps, as early as next week. And every one of them, when I read them, because they've got to give you some details. Like, I'm looking at the NHL, what's not allowed at the facilities during phase two. No media, no player agent, no massage therapist, no chiropractors, no player performance personnel, no family members. So they're saying all of this stuff. Yet I almost get the feeling that what they're doing, guys, is they're going to try to get away with as much as they possibly can. They're playing a little shell game here. Because for all of the talk about what the coronavirus, who it feasts on, and that is older people, has anybody said anything about Bill Belichick not showing up next week at the facilities? Has anybody talked about in this whole NBA situation with the bubble atmosphere down in Orlando? Anybody talk about Greg Popovich not being there? Nobody's saying anything about the older coaches. Now, I am seeing an awful lot that the media may not be at these games, that the media more and more, ESPN is talking about they're going to have to broadcast these games from sitting in a studio and watching TV monitors. So they're probably going to keep a lot of the media away from this. But don't you get the feeling that what they're doing is they're sitting there going, okay, yeah, okay, the governor says, okay, all right. And they're just going to figure a way of of beating it, getting around it.
They've done a better job with the PR, I would say. I mean, baseball is failing when it comes to that. But like Pierre LeBrun's talking about this whole thing, right, with like the format that they're going to come out with, and that's what everyone's expecting from Bettman. But he even says, he tweeted out, so many more hurdles to overcome. There's more negotiations needed between the NHL and the NHLPA over hub cities, testing, protocols. Format, step one. So right now, testing, hub cities, and protocols, like they're just like sort of poo-pooing that, putting it on the side, like it's no big deal. And they're just portraying it that way publicly, which is perfect. Even though you know that that is still like the huge part of this whole story. You know, the Athletic had it talking about some of the breakdown. So you tell me, like, this is just being glossed over. It says they're going to test asymptomatic players and staff, but it's only going to be conducted in communities where there's an excess of testing capacity because they don't want to take away from healthcare workers.
Great excuse. So
what communities would those be? Like, is there a follow-up question? Like, well, where are you guys playing? So, so you're going to just pick the communities to where there's excess
lots
testing?
Lots of tests, yeah.
Lots of tests, right? So, you know, baseball's out there like, we're going to test, and people are critical. They're killing them. Because, oh, you're taking tests away from people. The NHL comes out and says, well, we're only going to do it in certain communities. So does that mean some teams aren't going to be tested?
Well, baseball was stupid. They put together a 67-page safety and health issues and how they were going to deal with it. Why? I don't see these other leagues doing it. I just talked about the NBA. Is anybody talking about the bubble effect down in Orlando with the older coaches, older staff members, older trainers, by the way? There are trainers in the league that are up there in age. Is anybody talking about that? And trainers, by the way, have direct physical contact with the players every single day. Nobody's talking about that.
Well, I will say the testing situation and how people react to don't take him away, take him away, don't take him away, these people need him. Okay, where are we at with manufacturing these tests? Is there a surplus? It seems like you have all these college universities talking about testing. All of them. All of them.
I've had
so I feel
members.
Like there's a bigger surplus of tests than we actually like to acknowledge. So I don't know if that excuse can be used anymore, right? Because I feel like it's
they'll use it if it works.
Every
to their
school
advantage.
Is using it. Every team is using it multiple times.
Yeah, but how often are you going to test these guys? So they're already telling you, the doctors are telling you, unless you're testing these guys on a regular basis. Unless they're already immune to it and they've gone through 14-day quarantine, that you got to test them every single day, right? Because you never know when they're going to pick it up. They could come in contact with somebody else.
But see, that's what I mean. Like the NBA and the NHL haven't even really faced those types of questions.
None of them.
They're just talking about formats.
That's
right
all.
Now in the NBA and NHL, what they're telling you publicly is how it's going to work. What MLB telling you publicly is how it's not going to work. Okay, that's the biggest difference. Right now, there's no protocols in NBA and NHL. We don't know anything about testing and where they're going to be and how it's going to be, how they're going to walk into the room and or the arena and what's going to be like in the games. And we don't know if a player gets sick, what happens. Like those details aren't out there. They're just focusing on the positive stuff. This is what we're doing moving forward, and this is how it's going to look like when we play. Meanwhile, you got baseball that's sitting there saying, this is the reasons why we can't.
Well, Jared Dudley coming out
I mean,
the other
it's
day.
Just, yeah. It's pathetic.
Christian and I were talking about this yesterday. Jared Dudley coming out and saying, oh, no, players are going to be able to go wherever they want. I was watching Adrian Wojnarowski this morning, and that's not what he said, because if they go off the campus, then they come in contact with somebody else.
Right.
That could be a problem. That one person they come in contact with could infiltrate the entire operation, could destroy the whole thing, shut it all down. They can't do that. So I don't even think the players understand it yet. But you're right, Lou. The NBA, what they're doing and what the NHL is doing is they're only telling you so much. NFL the same way. Only telling you so much. And then they're going to cross that bridge when they come to it.
Exactly.
But we're not going to worry about it. You know what? We're going to play dumb. We didn't know. And then when they get to that point, then they'll deal with it. You're right. Major League Baseball has opened up their entire world and said, we're going to do this A, B, C, D, and then F. And
well, the owners
going,
are telling you why you can't play. The players are telling you why they don't want to play. And that's all we're hearing from baseball. That's it. You know, other than Damian Lillard, you know, I mean, the NBA is like, this is what we're doing. NHL, this is what we're doing. We're going to have a little hour show here in about 30 minutes to tell you how it's going to look when we come back and play. Like, everyone's talking about the NFL sitting there saying the other day, we're going to have fans in the stands. Like, everybody's just talking about what it's going to look like and it's coming back. And, hell, the NFL is talking about fans. And all you get from the MLB owners and players union is reasons why it can't work. Well, that's why I say that, I still think baseball's done.
You might be right. And I think that's why we go day to day where people are optimistic about sports coming back and then pessimistic. We're optimistic because you're seeing plans. And then we're pessimistic when you finally look at the logistics and what everybody has to do to make it work. All right. Mystery guest time. It's time for us to see if we can guess who today's mystery guest may be.
Who can it be now?
Who is that?
Who are you?
Who can it be now?
Who is he?
Who the hell are you?
All right, okay, it's been a while since we've all been together here, so just to refresh your memory, we're going to get a hint from Tyler, and we all know it's usually a crappy hint that leads us in the wrong direction. He's already admitted that it sucks. Then we're all going to get to ask Tyler two questions with only yes-no answers. Take a break, and then we'll come back, and the mystery guest will be revealed. Tyler, what is your crappy hint?
Your hint today, fellas, for the mystery guest at 4 o'clock, this person is a former TV host here in Boston.
Former. It's not too bad.
This person is a former TV host.
So TV
host in Boston.
So this is not an analyst. This is not somebody, right?
That's, it's not Matt Chatham.
It's not Matt Chatham. TV
host. Well, let me
throw
the first. Let me first the first question.
Tanguay still is a host.
Yes, it's true. Look at you. So somebody who left. Or somebody who left and
person
died.
Is a former TV host here in
former TV. Host.
All right. Is this person a male?
No.
I'll go first. All right. So it's a female.
No. Okay. Wow. Right out of the gate.
I think so I know who it is already.
We are talking about a woman.
I can name that tune. I can name that tune because there's only a handful. And I think you missed it last week, Lou, when we had Jackie Mack.
Jackie Mack.
Let me screw it up, Adam.
You actually, we both thought it was Wendy Nix.
Yep.
Wow.
It was not Wendy Nix. It was Jackie Mack. So maybe
so
this
today
is the
is
week.
Wendy Nix.
We're right. All right, let's go. Let's see.
Formerly a host. Did she host a sports-centric show?
Yes.
Was she the weather girl?
Well, you never know.
That's not a question, by the way.
A easy fall sport.
Right, three more questions.
Was the show on Nesson?
Yes.
Hazel May.
Oh,
that's another one. It could be
not even lying.
Hazel May.
Do
we like this person?
I believe so, yes.
That was a stupid question.
In other words, you're not sure?
Yes, it was.
Is she still a host somewhere else?
Yes.
Ooh, good question, Lou. Good question, Lou. Everybody leaves Nesson and goes someplace else.
It's like AAA.
Heidi Watney.
Yeah. Well, there's another one that could be.
See? There's a lot of females. I feel like New England, especially Boston, is like the breeding ground.
No, Nesson, you're right.
Especially Nesson. You work for Nesson, you end up leaving and going someplace else much better.
Look at Lou.
I think I might have it.
Okay.
I think I might have it.
Wait, so
did I use my
not
guests already?
Can you repeat the question?
Can I have another question?
Yeah, I don't think you used both of yours. You didn't use all of yours. You
I
just
did.
Been
I
chatting.
Used up both. I used up both. Go ahead.
What were your two?
How many more do you have?
I'm done.
Glenn.
Tyler, how many more do we have?
I believe just one for you. Or two for you. I'm sorry. You have two left, Glenn. You
no, I've already, I already gave one. I already had one. I could cheat and get away with it because you're not paying attention, but I'd rather not cheat in this whole thing. So let's look it up. It's a female. It's a sports-centric show hosted. The show was on Nesson. What was the other question that was asked? I missed that one.
Does she like us? Host.
What?
Does she like us?
And she's still a host.
Why would we know that?
There's a lot of people that, a lot of females, we are the most, chauvinistic show out there.
I thought we were the sexiest show.
Oh, yeah, sexiest, sorry. I meant sexy. What's the difference?
Don't worry, it's not trendy. It's not trendy, don't worry. It's not
she
trendy.
Never worked at Nesson, did
no,
she?
No, she did. Not that I know of, no.
I got three options. Hazel May, Heidi Watney,
and
Wendy Nix.
You didn't even say mine.
No, but Wendy never worked at Nesson.
You didn't even
did
say
she?
Mine.
Do you guys have a question or no?
Yeah, Glenn, you going to ask a question?
Does the girl host MLB Network?
No.
Oh.
I think I know who it is.
All right. We'll take a break.
She's NHL.
We'll take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll find out who today's mystery host is. This past hour has been brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.